Financial freedom requires two characteristics. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. To be financially free, you need to learn to be faithful and disciplined. Luke 16, 10 through 11 teaches that God expects us to be faithful in small matters if we're to be trusted with bigger ones. Trust or trustworthiness is the currency that God deals in. He wants to find those whose hearts are guided by integrity, honesty, and absolute dependability when it comes to doing the right thing. And if you're not faithful in the smallest of your financial affairs, you'll remain in financial bondage. The other characteristic of being financially free is to be disciplined. Just as a healthy body requires discipline in exercise and eating, so it is with our finances. We have to exercise self-control when it comes to our work and spending habits. Combining a desire to be faithful with a disciplined approach to finances sets us on the road to freedom. We need to live in such a way that money is a non-issue, that it's not a burden, an obstacle, or an idol. In other words, you manage money according to God's principles. Your thoughts become focused on the Lord rather than making it to the end of the month. That's when you're truly free. Now, if you've never turned to God and asked Him for help in these two areas, why not today? Ask our loving Father to teach you to be faithful in even the smallest area of your finances. Then learn to be disciplined. I like to say that's the ability to say no to what you want today so you can say yes to what you'll need for tomorrow. When those two traits are combined, you're on the road to freedom. And if you're struggling with money problems, our budget coaching program can help you become faithful and disciplined. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. Learn how you can get started today at crown.org.